Well, tonight we are continuing in our study of the Holy Spirit, and we're looking at a fourth area tonight, and we're looking at the Holy Spirit's work in unbelievers. We've already asked, what does the Holy Spirit do in relation to creation, revelation, and Christ? And now we're looking at what he does in relation to unbelievers. So let me have you to turn tonight to John chapter 16, to that passage that we read just a few moments ago, as we look tonight at verses 7 through 11. This is actually a two-part message. Tonight we'll look at this passage, and next time we'll look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But for tonight, we're looking at John 16. And if you'll permit me, I'd like to read just verses 7 through 11 so that you'll have them in your mind as we look at them tonight. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He says, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged." In this portion of John's Gospel, we find ourselves in the middle of Jesus' farewell address to his disciples. That began back in chapter 14. So you have chapter 14, 15, and 16 as one unit of thought. And then in chapter 17, he is praying in the garden to the Father. And as he's giving this, a lot has happened up to this point. First of all, Satan has entered the heart of Judas back in chapter 13. And the disciples are filled with sorrow because Jesus has now told them that he is leaving. And so he begins chapter 14 by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." In other words, stop sobbing, stop sorrowing. And now when we come into the 16th chapter, we see here in verse 7 that Jesus' departure is prerequisite to the Spirit's coming. Look at verse 7 again. He says, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you." While Jesus was here on the earth, the Holy Spirit was involved in people's life and ministry. But when he went away, when he ascended to the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit now would play a permanent role in the life of every believer. Now, this is not the first time he's made reference to the Holy Spirit. In chapter 14, verse 16, he refers to him as the Comforter. He says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may be with you forever." And now as we look at verses 8 through 10, he's telling us what the Spirit will do when he comes. Now again, keep in mind that Jesus is speaking to the disciples. So what he has to say is speaking in reference to the Holy Spirit's ministry in their life as they proclaim the word of Jesus Christ. If you'll recall that when you get to the end of the gospel, Jesus commissions them to proclaim the gospel into all the world. And the power by which they are to proclaim the gospel is through the Holy Spirit. Now, as we're looking at this tonight from the aspect of his work in unbelievers' life, keep in mind, again, that the context, the audience, is the disciples, and the Holy Spirit is going to use them in proclaiming the word to unbelievers. So let's keep that in mind. What he says here will give us certainly insight into the Spirit's ministry. So what does the Holy Spirit do in relation to unbelievers? Well, look at verse 8. He says, "And he, when he comes, will convict the world." He will convict the world. There's an important principle that we need to understand when we talk about conviction. And it's this: the work of conviction is the Spirit's, not ours. There are many times when we're talking to someone about Christ that we kind of take on that role. We take on a role that's not even ours and try to convict people of their sin. Now listen, if you just share with them the pure word of God is convicting, right? We don't need to interject our two or three cents in there to make it more convicting. The Holy Spirit will do His work. This is His word. We are to deliver it to people just as it's been given to us. Which, there's a prerequisite there. We need to understand what we're talking about. We need to understand the verses of Scripture that we're sharing with them. We don't want to take something outside of its context. We don't want to use things, of course, that may be irrelevant to the gospel in speaking to them the truth. You say, well, what would be irrelevant? Well, I don't need to speak to them about tongues like I used to be in my earlier days, talking to someone about the gospel. Someone get hung up on tongues and we spend 30 minutes to an hour talking about tongues. That's exactly what the devil wants to do. He wants to lead you away from the gospel. He wants to sway you off into some issue that the person that you're talking with has. Either about the church, either about Christ, either about something that happened in their early childhood within church. Keep it on the message. Keep it on the gospel of Christ. And make sure that when you're doing that, when we're doing that, we're delivering exactly what the Spirit is saying. And again, it presupposes on our part an understanding of the word. But we need to understand, he says right here that he will convict the world. He will do this. And again, in the context, he is speaking this to his disciples. And John Calvin says, when he speaks of convicting the world, that is, he will not remain shut up in you, but his power will go forth from you to be displayed to the whole world. He therefore promises to them a spirit who will be the judge of the world and by whom their preaching will be so powerful and efficacious that it will bring into subjection those who are formerly indulged in unbounded licentiousness and were restrained by no fear of reverence. The Holy Spirit will use what you say. Sometimes we think when we go and talk to someone about Christ, whether it's someone at work, whether it's someone in the neighborhood, maybe it's a neighbor. We think, well, I want to talk to them, but I don't know what to say. Or I feel like that if I talk to them, I'll just kind of mess it all up. Well, the thing is that the Holy Spirit will take what you say. And he will form it in such a way to their hearts that they hear what he wants them to hear. The Holy Spirit is the one who does the convicting. Now we need to understand what he means by convict. He will convict the world. There are actually two meanings by that word convict. The first meaning is condemn. And the second meaning is convince. Let's take the first one, condemn. And condemning will speak of convicting with a view toward judgment. A view toward sentencing. It's a courtroom term. It's a term that a judge would use to declare guilt and to pronounce judgment. The word was used for the cross-examination of a witness or the cross-examination of a man on trial or an opponent in an argument. And it always has the idea of a cross-examination of a man until he sees and admits his error or acknowledges the force of some argument which he has not yet seen. It is, for instance, sometimes used by the Greeks for the action of conscience on a man's mind and heart. And clearly such cross-examination can do two things. First, it can convict. It can convict a man of the crime that he has committed or the wrong that he has done. Or it can convince a man of the weakness of his own case and the strength of the case with which he has opposed. Again, in this passage, you have both convict or condemn and convince. So in this first word, we could say this. It could be translated to pronounce a verdict. When the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to pronounce a verdict to all guilty parties. And who's guilty? Everyone. All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. We have all missed the mark. By the way, that term is what he uses for sin there. But it's the Holy Spirit that does this. He reproves people, get this, by declaring them guilty. Now, all of us are familiar with Ray Comfort and Kurt Cameron and the ministry, The Way of the Master. I love what they do in presenting the law of God. The law of God is the word of God by which every single person has violated. No one has kept God's law. And I like how they pin that in taking the good person test, because everyone is willing to pronounce their own goodness, right? We're all quick to proclaim how good we are, but when you start putting someone up against the law of God, it shuts them down immediately, doesn't it? Because we're all guilty. Have you kept the Ten Commandments? Let me back up. Have you kept one commandment? Have you had any other idols before God? Well, just survey your life today. Did you have anything in your life today that you put before God? You spent more time with that? That became the object of your affection, the object of your worship? Maybe it wasn't today, maybe it was yesterday. Or maybe it wasn't even that issue today. Maybe it was lust in your heart. Jesus says if you lust after a woman, women, we could say the other way, women, if you lust after a man, he says you've committed adultery in your heart, and that's a violation of one of the Ten Commandments, right? All of these things right here are things that focus on the very heart of man. And you'll notice that, again, the Holy Spirit is the one who declares everyone guilty. It's His Word. This is His Word. That's how come you can take the Ten Commandments and use them in evangelism. And by the way, that's the right way to evangelize. You tell people the bad news before that they can appreciate the good news. A lot of times what's happening is we're giving them the good news. And they don't understand the good news. They can't even appreciate the good news. You're talking about forgiveness of sin. Yes, that's a good thing. But you haven't convinced me yet that I have sin. And again, that's not a ministry that we're called to do. We're called to proclaim the truth, proclaim the word. And the Holy Spirit is the author of the word, right? We looked at that. So we proclaim the word itself. The Holy Spirit is the one who pronounces the verdict. He is the one who declares people guilty. And a good example of this is found in Acts chapter 2. Let me have you to look at Acts chapter 2. And let's just take a moment and examine a little bit of this sermon that Peter preaches that day on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2. Look at verse 22. Peter says this, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know, this man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power." I want you to notice here what Peter is doing. Peter right here is telling the people that they murdered their Messiah. He's condemning them in that sense, that they murdered the Messiah like a judge that would declare them guilty. But notice this, it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking through Peter. You say, well, how do I know that? Well, it tells us in verse 4 that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So what he had to say, beginning at verse 14 and carrying us all the way down to verse 41, everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now, the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say. Everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them, what convicts them, or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah, were the words of the, again, these, Holy Spirit. The second meaning. But notice the first meaning here. We mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes a step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute there hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you, he points out problem you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that air will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak, take what is he will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse. Now, if you 6:30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel that God has for certain Lord in Christ made him both Christ." This verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he by the Holy Spirit was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah, were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. The second meaning. But notice the first meaning here. We mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes a step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convinces people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute there hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you, he points out problem you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that air will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak, take what is he will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse. Now, if you 6:30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel that God has for certain Lord in Christ made him both Christ." This verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can be convicted for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again, these Holy Spirit. The second meaning, but notice the first meaning here, we mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now, of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense that takes. Step condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people, and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute they're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff. Convinces you of the no, he can if need out to you that you he points out problem you have a is sin and the problem is if he can unbelieve that he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse, now if you 36, 30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain Lord in Christ, made him both Christ." This, verse 41, everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can be convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. the second meeting. But notice the first meeting here, we mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now, of that meaning that's used there, the word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes a step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute. They're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can. If need to you that you, he points out problem, you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very, convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy, the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will. He says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse, now if you 6:30, Peter says, for let all this to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain, Lord in Christ, made him both Christ. This, verse 41, everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ. This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he by the Holy Spirit was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture leading of the Holy Spirit was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. The second meeting. But notice first meeting here, we mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, the word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes a step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute. They're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you, he points out problem, you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very, convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy, the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse. Now, if you 6:30, Peter says, for let all this to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain, Lord in Christ, made him both Lord in Christ. This, verse 41, everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then He convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, He convinces you of the need. If He points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if He confronts you in that, He convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, He says, and He will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made Him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he by the Holy Spirit was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture leading of the Holy Spirit was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can be convicted for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. The second meaning. But notice first meaning here. We mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just Christ place and take you to one minute there hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you he points out problem you have a is sin and the problem is if he can unbelieve that he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that air will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is he will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse. Now, if you 6:30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel that God has for certain Lord in Christ made him both Christ." This verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he by the Holy Spirit was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture leading of the Holy Spirit was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can be convicted for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. The second meaning. But notice first meaning here. We mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just Christ place and take you to one minute there hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need.
to you that you, he points out problem, you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very, convinces you of the very need, remedy is Christ. Remedy, the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse 36:30. Peter says, for let all this to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain, Lord in Christ, has made him both Christ. This, verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief. If he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ. This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can be convicted for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again, these Holy Spirit. The second meaning, but notice the first meaning here, we mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now, of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense that takes. Step dims people. The Spirit can then he convince people, and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just Christ place and take you to one minute. They're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff. Convinces you of the no. He can if need out to you that you. He points out problem. You have a is sin, and the problem is the if he can unbelieve that he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse 36:30. Peter says, for let all this to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain, Lord in Christ, has made him both Christ. This, verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief. If he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them, or can be convicted for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah, were the words of the again, these Holy Spirit. The second meeting, but notice first meeting here, we mentioned the first condemning, or about second convicting. Now, of that meaning that's used there, word convict, in verse 8, so to convict means also takes you to the next sense that takes. Step condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people, and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just Christ place and take you to one minute they're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff. Convinces you of the no, he can if need out to you that you he points out problem you have a is sin and the problem is the if he can unbelieve that he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will take, he says, and he is mine to you. He will declare it. Look at verse, now if you 36, 30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain Lord in Christ, made him both Christ." This, verse 41, everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them, or can be convicted for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah, were the words of the, again, these, Holy Spirit. The second meeting, but notice first meeting here, we mentioned the first condemning, or about second convicting, now of that meaning that's used there, word convict, in verse 8, so to convict means also takes you to the next sense, that takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just Christ place and take you to one minute they're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff. Convinces you of the no, he can if need out to you that you he points out problem you have a is sin and the problem is the if he can unbelieve that he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will take, he says, and he is mine to you. He will declare it. Look at verse Now, if you 36:30, Peter says, "For let all this to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel that God has for certain Lord in Christ made him both Lord and Christ." This verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41. He had to say everything that he by the Holy Spirit was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture leading of the Holy Spirit was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. The second meaning. But notice first meaning here. We mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one end of there hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you he points out problem you have a is sin and the problem is if he can unbelieve that he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that air will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is he will he says and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse. Now, if you 36:30, Peter says, "For let all this to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel that God has for certain Lord in Christ made him both Lord and Christ." This verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41. he had to say. Everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them, what convicts them, or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah, were the words of the, again, these, Holy Spirit. The second meaning. But notice first meeting here. We mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute there hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you, he points out problem you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is he will he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse. Now, if you 6:30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel that God has for certain Lord in Christ made him both Christ." This verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he by the Holy Spirit was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah. Were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. The second meaning. But notice first meeting here. We mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute there hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you, he points out problem you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy the Christ. Remember Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is he will he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse. Now, if you 6:30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel that God has for certain Lord in Christ made him both Christ." This verse 41. Everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah, were the words of the, again, these, Holy Spirit. The second meaning, but notice first meaning here, we mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting, now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8, so to convict means also takes you to the next sense, that takes step, condemns people, the Spirit can, then he convinces people, and they need Jesus, convinces them that they, he doesn't just Christ, place, and take you to one, and they're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can, if need, to you that you, he points out a problem, you have a, is sin, and the problem is, if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very, convinces you of the very need, remedy is Christ, remedy, the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will take, he says, and he is mine he, to you. He will declare it. Look at verse, now if you 36, 30, Peter says, "For let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain Lord in Christ, has made him both Christ." This, verse 41, everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said, every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief. If he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ." This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he, by the Holy Spirit, was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture, leading of the Holy Spirit, was the Spirit. He is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah, were the words of the, again, these
Holy Spirit.
The second meeting. But notice first meeting here, we mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convince people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute they're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you, he points out problem, you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very, convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy, the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what is. He will. He says, and he is mine to you. He will declare it. Look at Now, if you 6:30, Peter says, for let all says to them, therefore Israel know for the house of Israel, that God has for certain, Lord in Christ, made him both Christ. This, verse 41, everything that he had to say was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled him. The Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word that he said. Every verse, every scripture that he mentioned was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so as he is preaching to them, what does he do? He convicts them or condemns them for murdering their Messiah. Again, these were the words of the Holy Spirit. But notice the second meaning. We mentioned the first meaning here about condemning or convicting. Now the second meaning of that word convict that's used there in verse 8, it means also to convince. That takes you to the next step. The Spirit condemns people, and then he convinces them that they need Jesus Christ. He doesn't just take you to one place and leave you stranded there hanging off a cliff. No, he convinces you of the need. If he points out to you that you have a problem, and the problem is sin, the problem is unbelief, if he confronts you in that, he convinces you of the very need of the remedy. The remedy is Christ. If you remember, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will declare about Christ. He will speak about Christ. He will take what is mine, he says, and he will declare it to you. Now, if you look at verse 36, Peter says to them, therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ. This, verse 41, he had to say everything that he by the Holy Spirit was Spirit filled him. Spirit, the Holy Spirit controlled him. The Holy Spirit controlled every word. The Holy Spirit controlled every verse, every he said, every that he mentioned. Scripture leading of the Holy Spirit was the Spirit. As he is preaching, and so as he do, he's preaching to them what convicts them or can he convict for murdering, condemns them, their Messiah were the words of the again these Holy Spirit. The second meeting. But notice first meeting here, we mentioned the first condemning or about second convicting. Now of that meaning that's used there, word convict in verse 8. So to convict means also takes you to the next sense. That takes step. Condemns people. The Spirit can then he convinces people and they need Jesus. This is them that they, he doesn't just take Christ place and take you to one minute they're hanging off, leave you stranded off a cliff, convinces you of the need. No, he can if need. To you that you, he points out problem, you have a is sin, and the problem is if he can unbelieve that, he confronts you in you of the very, convinces you of the very need. Remedy is Christ. Remedy, the Christ. Remember, Jesus said, if you remember, the Holy Spirit says that there will declare Christ. He will speak about Christ. Speak. Take what